Blog Talk Radio.
Us into yet another show. Welcome, people. Welcome. Happy Wednesday to you.
Whoop.
1 o'clock, and you are with She's Raising the Bar on Blog Talk Radio, coming at you live and kicking every Wednesday at 1 o'clock. And in New York, it is blowing up a storm.
It really is.
You know, we could even hear it in the studio. Just like things are just blowing around outside more, I think, than before, unless there's like some sort of wind tunnel. But happy spring, everybody. Doesn't feel like it today, but it's officially spring since, what, Monday?
Monday.
Yeah.
Monday.
So we don't feel it yet, but we will. We will, and the worst is over, and I think, and you could see in everybody's mood, you know, it's lighter later at night, and, you know, people are just having that extra daylight makes a world of difference, and just the knowing, being mentally aware of the fact that next month is April, and the month after that is May, and before you know it, we'll be complaining that we're sweating, although we don't.
We love it.
Welcome, people.
I think it's still too soon for daylight savings time.
What do you mean?
It's still too chilly. It doesn't feel like,
I know what you're saying.
It doesn't feel like it's spring yet, I just don't feel like it should be daylight yet.
Although, when I was walking out of my office last night, it was really nice to walk out into sunlight.
Yes.
It really was. And yesterday was really nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday was actually
a
nice
day. What a difference.
No,
what a flip flop.
I don't know what's normal. I don't know if yesterday being as warm as it was normal either. But, of course, like anything else, you'll take it, you know.
Yeah.
You know, it's probably not the best thing for the universe because of the stuff that we've done. But, you know, we'll take it. Anyway. Thank you for joining the show again, and we hope that our four-year run is one of 40. You know, 4 years out of 40. So you better keep yourself in shape, my dear, because we got a little bit more to go. We got a lot more to go, and I'll prop you up like a mannequin if I have to. I'll wheel you in front of the mic if I have to.
Oh, you're talking to the wrong person.
But the right person that I'm talking to is the person who always sits to the left of me, and it's my lovely co-host.
Oh, thank you.
Wait, let me do it right.
Go ahead. Give me a drum roll.
Ladies behind the mic are Lori Towers is me. I get nothing. I get nada.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, but that's,
I'm sorry.
I don't know if
I
that,
got there was a technical
interference. I don't know if that suits me either, but Elite Ziegelman is she. Okay, we'll work on that. And you're with She's Raising the Bar.
Yeah, we get a whole audience for that.
Yep. And this is a show. Now, before the boys walk out of the room, this is a show for really everybody. It's everybody's empowerment, of course, but I think women always being a little bit more of the underclass, I think
superpower.
Yeah, we need to give a little boost and a little push to our sisters, although we are not exclusive to men joining the show, men listening to the show, and obviously you will have many a male guest coming on. And
last week was two male guests.
Yeah. Wasn't
not
that nice?
Four,
that
yeah.
was a great show.
Right from Ireland, no less.
That
how
was
cool is that?
You know what? I was almost going to say we should call him and see how he did on St. Patrick's Day. And I'm thinking we probably get.
I'm sure
know,
it's not like we do it here.
No, not at all. And you know what? One thing I have to say, the party last week, that just goes on and on and on in every bar in the city, starting at like 9 o'clock in the morning, to the parade ends around 4 o'clock. It was relatively tame. There was really no incidents.
There was nobody out.
Nothing. Oh, they were. They were out.
You
I
were
mean,
out?
Yeah, everybody was in. Everybody
well, like last Friday.
Out.
I mean, we were out and about. You didn't
well,
see
we
anybody
we,
out.
We weren't in Gotham. We weren't in.
No,
in,
I guess.
In Manhattan.
I guess.
That's really where everybody goes to celebrate. And the one thing that's nice is, you know, party, do whatever you want, but just you know, stay fairly sober, and I don't mean you don't have to drink, stay fairly sober
in control.
Your actions, and understand that other people aren't celebrating, other people don't want to celebrate, And just enjoy yourself and get home safe and let everybody else get home safe. That's the meaning of a true party and a safe party. And from what I hear, that's pretty much what everybody was doing last week. There was no incidents. There was nothing ugly happening.
Thank God.
Yeah, and that's a good thing. So let me ask you this, my obligatory question to you, as I always do every week because I am so interested.
And it's not like you don't talk to me all week.
I know, but I think
it's funny because you asked me anything's new on Monday. There was nothing new then.
Nothing new.
So
there's
nothing new today.
Well, you know,
things
can happen.
That's a good thing, though.
Yeah.
That's a good thing.
Yeah. At this point in our lives, I think that we appreciate.
We want things to be status quo.
Balance, mm-hmm. And we appreciate no chaos. As opposed to when you're a teenager, if nothing's happening, something's wrong.
Yeah.
You know. But speaking of balance.
Yes.
The chaotic climate that seems to be surrounding us, smothering us, and we all know what we're talking about. There seems to be something that goes on every single day when you turn on the news. And what I find is amazing is people that even if they weren't political, mm-hmm. they're becoming political now.
Very
because
political.
It's become something that we've never seen before and something that we just can't friggin' shake off.
Yeah.
So, Aline, I ask you this.
Yes.
How does one try to lead a balanced, stress-free life in this climate that we're living in?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it looks like it's going to be whatever it's going to be for another few years.
Yeah.
Either way, it's going to be, regardless of who's steering, it's not going to be a smooth trip. So how do we do that? How do people, and, you know, this is going to be an interesting show. Next year, because it was really too early to tell, I want to watch the rate of people getting sick,
mm-hmm.
because that's really what happens.
Well, they better not be sick because they have no health care.
Very good point.
You know what I'm
very,
saying?
Very, very good
they
point.
They better stay nice and healthy.
But see, this is what I'm
and
saying.
And how do we keep ourselves healthy?
Well, this is what I'm saying. We work out.
Mm-hmm.
We try to be sensible and
healthy.
Reasonable and in all aspects of our life.
Mm-hmm.
But this is what I want for next year.
What do you want?
We're out of cold and flu season now.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to see how many more people succumb to some sort of ailment next year than this year.
Well, you know, sometimes I think it's all psychological that they do to that. And
but yes,
what's
this
happening
is what
now,
I'm saying.
People
this
become
is,
more psychologically
this is,
sick.
This is what I'm saying.
That brings aches and pains to their bodies.
And stress depletes the immune system.
Yeah.
And this is not a healthy environment that we're living in.
No, it's not.
So this is why I think it's important.
Well, you asked me a question. You didn't give me a chance to answer it.
No, go ahead. Did you finish answering, darling? Were you in the room? Go ahead. Answer the question. Finish.
That's not nice.
Go ahead, finish. Finish it.
But anyway.
Go ahead.
Besides, you know, working out, you know, eating healthy and stuff, I mean, as much as I think, you know, listening to politics and all that, I don't think people should take it so to heart and just go on with their lives.
Yes.
You know, because doing, you know, you should definitely take a part about what's happening around you, but don't take it so to heart because otherwise you're just going to fall apart.
Well, that's and,
you know,
and
a lot of people are just really, really so stressed out because of what's happening.
Yeah.
And it's ruining their everyday, you know, life that's supposed to happen. It's always on their brain. You don't want that.
It's become. I think the word obsession is.
Yeah,
it's a little too much.
Sure.
But I don't know because it's really when you think about it, now this is what I have to say about
mm-hmm.
all of this. Think about the magic and the brilliance of this brand marketing. How many times a day would you say that you've mentioned Trump's name?
I haven't. I don't mention his name.
But you know what I'm saying.
But people around me
right.
do.
But the implication, even the average person that wasn't
TV,
involved,
the media.
That's what I'm saying.
The media.
But
it's
even
constantly in your face.
In casual conversation,
mm-hmm.
we mention it.
Right.
So, and that's, if anybody's marketing a brand out there, that is, everybody wants to get their brand to that point where it's on everybody's lips, household name, and this is what it's become. So, like I said, it just as much as it's easy to try to find a way to navigate this, and try to stay middle of the road, it's very hard for a lot of people to do that.
Yeah.
You know, it really is.
Well,
so
like I said, I hope people just, you know, I'm not going to say get over it because it's going to be in our face for a little bit. But just, you know, just you have to just go on with your life because you can't change it.
And
you really can't change it, but you could change how you're handling it.
And if you're not healthy, you can't fight.
Right.
And that's
exactly.
Really it. You want to
keep yourself.
You're absolutely useless.
Right.
If you're bedridden.
You
want to
keep
or,
yourself healthy.
And that's what our next guest is. You know, there are so many different avenues as far as alternative health and any other practice that you could have. I mean, meditation was never for me. You and I, it's working out, and that's pretty much
mm-hmm.
where we need to be as
right.
far as.
Well, everybody has their own zen.
Right. That's our zenosphere.
Right.
That is working out as that for us. And you know, it's not for everybody, but that just seems to do the trick for us for now. I mean,
it's not for everybody.
Right. Well, yeah, that's another story for now. That's another show. That's another five shows right
yeah.
there. But. And that's fine. And like I said, it's been our zone for over 25 years.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? It might change. It might change that one day we say, well, I want to explore something else. This isn't doing it for me anymore. And there are wonderful practices outside of what we're religious about.
Plenty of them.
And yoga is one of them. And one of them, I mean, more and more people now are gravitating to something. It's people are just trying to grab at anything. And again, if meditation doesn't work, you have to find yourself and what you could commit to and find your center of peace. And our next guest, who will be joining us in a few minutes, Laura Gotland, is a yoga specialist.
Mm-hmm.
And exercise and healthy living have always been a part of her life. And she attended her first yoga class in 2004. And think about that. And since then, she's been a dedicated yoga practitioner. And she's pretty much dedicated her life to helping others seek their own great potential in the practice of yoga in a loving, judge-free environment. And that's the thing about yoga. It's judgment-free.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, anything should be judgment-free, you know.
Namaste.
Namaste.
Yeah. Wait a second. I got some. The brilliance of me. Namaste, be a beautiful baby. Oh, do you love the way my mind works? I just came up with that.
Are you talking to me?
Yeah, I'm saying it to you.
Yes,
because,
I was.
Because I cut you off and I wanted to serenade you with a song and be clever at the same
that
time.
That was so sweet.
I tried. It would have been better with some accompaniment, but
I don't have that song.
I didn't bring. No, I meant like a ukulele or something.
Oh.
You know. Couple of chords there, but yoga is something that people are
it's become a big thing.
I would love to see if, you know, and this is an interesting, you know, graph to watch, if people are going to work out more, going to seek out something more because of the healing benefits in everything, anything you do for your body, you know, whether it's yoga, meditation, Pilates, working out, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's
or a supplement for anything else.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people that do work out with weights like we do,
mm-hmm.
supplement with yoga.
Yeah.
A lot of them do
yeah.
for, you know, balance
yeah.
up to what, you know, what we do. Because
mm-hmm.
we do some, like, heavy, you know,
yeah.
working out compared
yeah.
to yoga.
Yeah.
But it's nice, that balance, you know.
I think so.
The yin and yang.
And I think that.
And also Pilates is nice.
Oh,
you know?
I love that.
Definitely
yeah.
nice.
I love that. And, you know, when people think about, well, you know, I don't have the time in my day. If
you
think
what?
About.
If they tell me that they don't have the time of day, I want them to get up like we do at 4:30 in the morning
that's
so
it.
I can get my workout
that's
in before
it.
I train everybody
that's exactly
else.
That's exactly right.
That's
it.
Come
and, you
on.
Know.
There's
if,
no such thing as no time. You
really
make the
made a shopping list of where they could cut corners. And give themselves like a couple of extra hours. I guarantee, the less time you take selfies, I guarantee. A lot of people out there take so many selfies
a day.
You know,
forget about the
right
selfies.
But,
even before selfie time, people
just
still
saying,
made excuses for
right,
not working
right.
out.
But the thing is, there's so many other incidentals in our day that we could do without. Not, and I'm not talking about things that we truly, truly need. Your job, you know, so on and so forth. But there are things that we can nip and tuck
mm-hmm.
and find, wow,
find
there's
the time
20
to
minutes
do it.
There
right.
that I could meditate. There's 20 minutes there that I could stretch. Anything.
You know, I have a client that constantly tells, you know, every time she cancels, you know, life gets in the way. I said, yeah, I know life gets in the way, but, you know, you make it get in your way. You know, if you didn't
yeah.
want this, that means you could have rescheduled whatever appointment you had
yeah.
around your workout session or before or the next day. I don't want to hear life gets in the way. I have my life, too.
Of course. Life is always going to get in the way.
Always.
God willing, life is always happening.
Right.
And there are very few true emergencies in life that we need to, like, you know, surrender our time to.
Very few. And
may they never happen. But when they do, then you say, okay, I had no choice.
Mm-hmm.
But this is the thing. People have to, you know, and, you know, and I know that you say this all the time. People always, like, act like, well, you know, they're doing you a favor for showing up. No, they're doing themselves a favor. No,
they're
you're doing
a favor.
Well, you know what I'm saying.
I know what you're saying.
You get paid for it. The payment you get is a byproduct of their commitment.
Mm-hmm.
But they're going to wear their commitment. They're going to feel their commitment. Come on. Come on. It's just,
right.
I'm not even going to get on my soapbox because, you know.
It can go on and on and on.
Yeah. But that's the thing. And you know what? If you want an excuse for not doing something, there are so many wonderful excuses that you could use, but you actually have to have just one good reason, and your reason is always yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the only thing at the end of the day that you answer to, not you, not me, not your spouse, not your partner.
Exactly.
No, it's yourself. And I think our guest is...
She sure is. Let me bring her on.
Ready to go.
Are you there, Laura?
I'm here.
Well, welcome.
Look, they
can't
stop you. They're whooping it up. How are you, Laura?
I'm great, thank you. How are you, Lori and Elite?
We're
wonderful.
Doing great.
So happy that you could join us. And I think you probably heard the beginning of the show when we gave you a little intro. And we're just talking about the climate that we have now being, there's just such a determining factor of stress in everybody's life. And I think that people are just looking for any vehicle, any avenue to turn to so that they could get rid of some of it. So
Absolutely.
You'll fill us in on how yoga fits all the different levels of your life, mental, emotional, and physical.
Yes, absolutely. And I'm seeing, you know, with everything going on, that is definitely drawing more people to yoga classes. People are definitely coming out and seeking, you know, a refuge from all that's going on in the world.
Yeah.
And, you know, trying to cultivate some inner peace. And that is the practice of yoga, is, you know, encompassing the mind, body, and soul. It's not just a physical practice that, you know, seems to be a misconception when you talk about yoga.
So you see, I mean, it's probably too early to tell, but Lilith and I were talking before about seeing if there's going to be a spike in different industries because of this, like more people seeking out meditation, yoga, whatever it is, working out within whatever form. Have you seen that yet?
Absolutely. I mean, it really has. Like, people are definitely coming out to more classes, and most of them when I ask why yoga, why did they choose to come here? You know, a lot of right away is the mental aspect of,
mm-hmm.
you know, I need to relieve stress. I want to find peace of mind. I need this for my mind. And it seems that body is now secondary.
Yeah. Right. That's
when I find them coming to the classes. Yeah, and it is. And it is a balance of all of that.
Mm-hmm.
So there are physical, you know, there's physical aspects to yoga, of course, but there's also the part of yoga where you just get to sit and be mindful, and being mindful, you're not thinking about what's going on, what's already happened, what's going to happen. You're just focusing on that very moment and your surroundings. And, you know, eventually the more you practice that, the more you can cultivate that peace of mind. And so important for all of us.
Can you, let's say somebody comes into your class, or an individual, a personal client, how do you get them to shut their mind off?
So I lead every one of my yoga classes starts with a mindfulness meditation. And you do not have to be, you know, familiar with meditation. It's just listening to my voice as I guide you through noticing your body, where your body is. So I'm drawing your attention to what's going on in the present moment, rather than, you know, saying, let's think about what you did this morning. So listen for sounds and noises as they enter your ears. Allow smells to enter your nose. Become aware of your seat. Where are you sitting? What are you sitting on? What does that material feel like?
Mm-hmm.
what's touching the ground. So you're not, in that moment, you're not able to, you know, think about other things because you're focusing on what's happening right then in that, you know, present time.
Yeah.
And I'll guide them through that. And, you know, it's not always easy at first, as, you know, anything that's new is not easy. But with time, you know, you could start, a lot of students can do this on their own now. And I could see the difference of students who came, you know, came in and really did not know anything about meditation or were kind of reluctant to this mindfulness aspect and now can just surrender to it.
You know, I always, and we ask, anytime somebody makes a big shift in their life as far as going from one career to another, I always like to ask, what was the incentive for you to switch everything over and just devote your life to this? What was the pivotal moment in your life?
Right. That's a great question. I was in a very typical 9-to-5 job. And I have never been a very typical person.
Yeah.
And I was extremely unhappy. And I was really seeking out yoga was my refuge, my savior. I went more than ever during that time frame. And it was just one day. And I also love to travel.
Mm-hmm.
And just kind of a light bulb went off that, you know, I love yoga. I love traveling. I'm unhappy.
Mm-hmm.
Why not become a yoga teacher?
Yeah.
And do what I love, be able to travel. And traveling, I went and got certified in Costa Rica, so I was able to encompass everything that I enjoy. And I also have always been heavily involved in community service and had this need to serve others.
Yeah.
So all of that is provided for me in yoga, and then I'm able to share that, you know, with everyone that I come in contact with.
And, you know, that's, you know, I always think that when people are unhappy, and I have to say, Elite and I are so, I mean, we live like rock stars because we are so fortunate to like what we do. And if you ever travel in New York subway and you see the faces of the people that are just really, just absolutely, just so devastated to be going to work and so depressed and so angry and so many mixed emotions. Life is so short. So if your job is taking that much of a toll on you mentally and emotionally, it's not worth it.
Yeah.
Find your passion, and it's never too late to do that. It really isn't.
It's not, and I agree with you. I mean, I finally can say the same, that I am so happy with what I do. It's truly my passion. I feel lucky. I'm happy to wake up every day. You know, I'm happy to work long hours. It never feels like it's like a burden. And before, you know, becoming a yoga instructor, I did, you know, look at other people who had that in their lives, and I was envious.
Yeah.
You know, that they found their passion. So I truly feel lucky and blessed, and I am always an advocate for other people when they tell me that they dislike their jobs, that they can change that. They do not have to be stuck in that situation.
No, definitely not. That's the worst thing to do.
Absolutely.
Do you have, like, a great mentor or a teacher that taught you yoga?
I do. She is actually who trained me when I became a teacher under her. Her name is Vidya, and she's located in the south of Spain, where she owns a retreat center. Yeah.
Nice.
And she has been practicing for 40-plus years and leads these destination yoga teacher training retreats. And, you know, she's who really molded me, allowed me to become the teacher that I am, still supports me.
So you're still in contact with her?
I am, yes, which is incredible because I think of all the other students that have gone to her and have been trained by her, and the fact that I could still personally speak to her and ask her questions is really, you know, it's really great.
Yeah, that's really good.
And 40 years, huh? That's think about 40 years in any business. That's amazing.
Yeah, I mean, about 40 plus. You know, she's really she's a wonderful mentor. To anybody, I recommend, you know, this training to anyone who's interested in becoming a teacher and would like to travel. It's a great opportunity.
And you know what's nice, too? I mean, again, getting back to the when you love what you do, it's almost like you never work a day in your life. Somebody asked me yesterday, well, what are your plans when you retire? And I was like, well, I'm not going to retire. What am I, from what?
Well, you're not going to retire. Everybody else in the world will.
No, well, then I have a full playing field. But no, I mean, what am I going to retire from and do what?
Oh, this Laura, if you only knew what I went through.
This is what I do. This is what I do. Where would I be?
The
difference. I mean, I'm doing what I'm doing 27 years. But, it, you know, I can't imagine not doing it in some capacity, you know,
right.
Because it's just fun. It's just a lot of fun.
I hear you.
The business end
right.
of it is, and I think this is for you too, Laura, the business end of it is what gets in the way of fun. But, you know, you do the best, but the practice itself, the discipline,
right.
it's, you know, that's and that's why her mentor is 40 years. Think about
yeah.
having to work in an office for 40 years. Who would be able to do that?
Well, I know a lot of, you know, I've seen
many people.
Right, like many yoga instructors, once they teach yoga,
they always teach yoga.
It's
yeah.
not like it, that's what I used to do in the
yeah,
past.
Yeah,
yeah. So
no, they
getting,
do. They do either. They stay
right.
in it in some capacity, absolutely.
Right. And also, I guess, you know, being a yoga instructor, has yoga, like, was there any obstacles in the way of your life that yoga helped you?
Oh, absolutely. Yes. I mean, I was always very anxious. And
so you're not anxious anymore? Nothing makes you anxious?
Of course things make me anxious, but I have the tools now that I can
right.
calm myself down and I can, you know, not allow it to be taken to another level. Through yoga, there's a lot of breath work, and I've mm-hmm. learned how important it is to breathe the proper way and
mm-hmm.
to focus on your breath.
Yep.
And, you know, eventually this breathing becomes a habit, and there's great ways to breathe that just really allow you to create space in the body so your air is just flowing freely, and that relieves those feelings of tension. Tension's caused by, you know, air stuck in the body and stagnant energy, and breath work is allowing all of that air and energy to be released, and then you're bringing in new fresh air and energy into your body.
That's for sure. That definitely will relieve anxiety.
Completely
you know what,
changed me.
What I think is nice, too, is the medical society, you know, how very rigid they could be as their norm, is finally acknowledging this as something that's potent. And now most hospitals have movement therapy,
mm-hmm.
and they'll have groups
yeah.
and have yoga therapists coming down. And this wasn't the case like 30 years ago.
No.
So now it's like, you know, acupuncture always somehow landed in the hospital, but now movement therapy, whether it's dance, or it's finding their way into hospitals, which I think
that's... Well, my daughter was in high school. They actually incorporated yoga into their daily, daily routine,
mm-hmm.
which I thought was great, you know, because it did relieve a lot of their anxiety with, you know, studies and, you know, finals.
Yeah.
So, which
did
was
you
like it, though?
Schools.
She, you know, my daughter. She
doesn't
like anything.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm in preschool.
So, you know, no, she did. She
but at
did.
That age, I guess, you know, that's a good question. What I mean, you know, 18 is 18, and
yeah. What is your youngest
there.
Student?
Yeah.
My youngest student is about 6 months.
No,
6 really? Months old.
Tell me how you do that.
That's mommy knee yoga. So mommies come with the babies and,
help
the babies.
What do you do
with
mommy and me?
Where do I do it?
No. How do you do it?
How? Okay, so we do, you know, a lot of poses. The baby's legs are just so flexible.
Mm-hmm.
So mommies kind of move the babies around in different poses where they open their legs like a lotus flower and then they
so
close
cute.
Their legs again and... you know, and the moms are benefiting as well as they're bending down. They're lifting babies up to touch the sky, come down to touch the toes. So it's a great way for mothers after giving birth if they're trying to get back into
yeah.
a yoga routine or an exercise, you know, routine
mm-hmm.
to have that bonding time.
Absolutely.
It's great to do core work with your baby as, you know, some extra bonus weight in doing core work. And it is absolutely adorable. And it really is beneficial for mommy and baby.
Babies
sleep better. They aid the, you know, digestion. So there's benefits for mommy and baby. So 6 months is my youngest.
Crying?
No, I'm sure.
They do. You know, it's Mommy Me is not a typical yoga class. So I always say it's less zen. Anything goes. Sometimes you'll have a baby crawling one way and another
right.
baby's hungry and feeding. And, you know, there's a lot going on. But ultimately, you know, you just have to go with the flow. And, again, because I'd heard you mention earlier that yoga is judgment-free. Completely.
Yes.
If your child is not enjoying, you know, yoga, I don't want the mothers to ever feel stressed about it. If the baby has to cry, then cry.
Yeah.
Not to worry about that or think that anyone is looking at you and judging you or your baby or your parenting skills. It's really just a very kind of more laid-back environment. And it's really a lot of fun.
Yeah, I could just imagine.
You know, I would have a hard time with a class like that, teaching a class like that, because I'd be biting feet and raspberrying stomachs. That's what I'd be doing the whole time.
Yeah.
I had a mommy with twins, and while she was feeding one baby, I had her son with me, and I was doing the work with her son. He was sitting on my chest as we were doing leg raises, and then we were switching off babies so she could feed him. It's hard to resist.
I love that.
But it's really becoming very popular.
Yeah.
Now people definitely, because I did try to teach this about a year ago and it wasn't as popular, and it's
mm-hmm.
definitely now there's a lot more interest in Mommy and Me yoga.
Yeah.
And it introduces a child to actual movement. You know what I'm saying? And of course the bonding time is important, but a child is getting the blueprint set for exercise.
Yeah.
Of some form at a very young age. And I think that's what we really need.
You are right. They're creating healthy habits, absolutely. And one little baby, after he participated in the whole class, and at the very end fell right to sleep and was just out cold. He was exhausted from all the movement.
So it's 6 months to, like, how old does the baby have to be? I mean, there has to be an age gap there.
It's like, you know, so it's about newborn, but, you know, really when the baby can hold their head up.
Right, but I'm just
saying
it's 6 months to a year because it could only be babies.
Right, it's to walking, so before walking.
Walking.
So they have
right.
to, once they're walking, it's a different class altogether.
Right.
And it's still
right.
a Mommy and Me class, but, you know, different. So,
yeah,
so
well,
for
that's
this,
what I did because
ones.
I was wondering if you had a Mommy and Me class with like 2 or 3 year olds because all they'll do is run around and scream compared to the baby.
It's a little more challenging.
Yes,
definitely.
So that's why I asked the age.
Well, that's called a Mommy Drink and Me. That's what that class is.
But it's fun, no, because you
of
know
course.
They do do
of
movement.
Course.
I mean, like when
yeah,
I took
yeah.
my daughter, she was 3 years
yeah.
old, and she was dancing. We were singing. You know,
yeah.
they make them move.
Of course.
My daughter was the only one up there singing and dancing, and that's
wow.
what she's actually going to school for
wow.
now. So.
Wow, that's wonderful.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
It is.
I'm thinking that, you know, because my godson, who's 28 now, when he was a baby, mm-hmm. he had severe asthma. And I remember the doctor saying, well, you know, try to get him to stretch, you know, move his arms away from his chest. This probably would have been absolutely perfect,
yeah, perfect
for him,
for him,
you know.
Yeah.
But this was
it
like
is.
28 years ago. Who knew?
Yeah.
Asthma, I do have a lot of people come to
yeah.
me with asthma. And actually their doctors have recommended
sure.
yoga.
Yeah.
For them,
yeah, it's all
because
for breathing.
Of the focus on the breath and because of the stretching of the body
yeah.
in, you know, opening areas around the lungs and the respiratory muscles. So I really have people who do come now, and doctors have, you know, referred them for many different reasons.
I could see that.
And have, you know, advised to practice yoga.
What is the most rewarding part of being a yoga instructor?
The most rewarding part is when a student comes to me and tells me that they feel some sort of a difference. And it doesn't have to necessarily be in their body, something in their life that they can feel different and they can, you know, attribute that difference to yoga.
Yeah.
Knowing that starting this process has started to make positive changes in their life. And that really is, gets me every time. I have to say every time my eyes definitely swell up. I'm a big crier.
Mm-hmm.
I do admit that.
Do some yoga.
And it releases all your emotions. So
yep.
That has to be it. That's it.
That's a great
thing. Okay, I'm going to be yang to elite yin, as I always am.
Okay.
What's the most challenging?
Okay, most challenging is when I get students who think that they're not flexible
mm-hmm.
or that they're too tight and that they can't practice yoga.
Mm-hmm.
Because I believe if you can breathe, you can practice yoga. Yoga
yeah.
is really accessible to everybody. And the challenge that I find is trying to let the student know that you do not have to be flexible. That's why you're here. It's okay if you're stiff. It's okay if your muscles are tight. That's going to change.
Right.
And I can only say so much, you know, until a person has to come to that on their own. And that definitely is a challenge when I, you know, and the number one thing I hear is I'm not flexible. I can't practice yoga.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you know, it's not just the physical practice.
And you also
and with
do
time,
chair yoga, right?
I do. I do chair yoga. So I really feel very strongly that anyone can practice, and I try to make it as accessible as possible by providing chairs, using props, modifications. There's so many different ways that you can do a pose or stretch different
right.
muscle groups that, you know, for one body may not work, but another body it does. So that's one of the fun parts of the job is kind of figuring out what works for one person, what works for the other person, and making those changes.
Yeah.
So you don't need to be able to be flexible. You don't have
no.
to sit on the ground. You can do it in a chair.
Yeah.
It can
it's
be, it, like I said, you could breathe. If you can breathe, you could practice yoga.
Yep.
Well, you know, it's also the person's willingness, too, because if somebody comes with obstacles and, well, I can't do this because of, they're already setting themselves up for
well,
failure.
They probably have that in their life anyway.
Exactly. So the thing is, that's why I brought up the chair yoga, for people that really have some limitations
right.
getting up from, you know, a position on the floor,
mm-hmm.
you could do it from a chair.
Right.
You know, if she is, you know, bringing her A game and she knows the different things that you can do to accommodate your limitations, you know, there's really no excuse.
No, and I'm, you know, really very gentle, and, you know, I work my, you know, I don't want, obviously, anybody getting hurt. I'm very, you know,
no.
I think it's very important, the safety aspect and, you know, body being in correct alignment. So,
always.
Right, and any type of exercise or movement with your body, and it doesn't have to be fast-paced. My style of yoga is vinyasa flow,
mm-hmm.
so it's not, a, you know, it's
you
not
what kind
moving.
Of practice. Style do you
it's
use?
Vinyasa flow, so it's breath and movement.
Yeah.
So, you know, in my classes, I tell everybody to take their time and go at their own pace. So one person
yeah.
may already be in a pose, and the other person may be working their way to that pose, and that's okay.
Yeah.
You do what you have to do to get to that pose. There is no problem taking your time to get into a pose. I'd rather
yeah.
that than doing that quickly and not being, you know, in the pose correctly
right.
or
right.
risking injury.
What do you think about like hot yoga and all those
Bikram yoga?
Yeah. Do you like that stuff?
You're really putting me on the spot here.
Well, you're on the she's raising the bar. I'm raising the bar on you, baby.
You are raising the bar. You are. So I think all yoga in general is wonderful.
Okay.
I think that there is. We're fortunate enough that yoga has come a long way since traditional Hatha yoga, that was the beginning of yoga in India, and that different forms of yoga have been created. So I do believe there's a style for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Personally, the style for me is vinyasa flow.
Okay.
That's what resonates with me.
Right.
It may not resonate with other people, you know, power or Bikram or hot, you know, yoga may resonate with other people for other reasons. So,
yeah,
you know,
flow.
I'm exactly. That's how I feel. If, you know, you have, do what feels good to you.
Right.
And if you're looking for something and you could find it in these other types of yoga, then, you know, then do it. Absolutely.
And go for it. Exactly. Just like me
yeah.
and Lori. I mean, we're always, you know, we work out and stuff like that, but we so totally disagree with CrossFit.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. And it's basically what we do, but it's a more high intensity. And we always say that you're going to get hurt with this CrossFit.
Exactly.
If it's a constant, you know, bearings on your joint.
It's the application.
It's really terrible. So it's basically you don't like, I'm not going to put words in your mouth, but you don't agree with hot yoga.
Well,
we don't agree with CrossFit. It's all the same.
I'm gonna speak for Laura and give my opinion. I don't like Bikram, and I've had arguments over the years with people, and if you want to argue with me, 212-460-1879, please do. But I don't, or come into my office and sit down with me, we'll have a discussion, but when you dehydrate a muscle, you're opening the door for a wealth of opportunity for that muscle to become disenfranchised in some way.
Right.
You are going to do harm. You are going to have some sort of trauma. And when people say, no, but you don't understand, we're warming up, we're drinking enough water, no.
Right.
When you're sweating out that much body fluid, your muscles and your joints are compromised. I don't care what you say, but if you want to do it, do it. But that's all I'm saying. On behalf of myself and Laura, that's what we're saying.
Don't put words in her mouth.
Did I put words in your mouth, Laura?
Thank you, Lori. Sure.
I tried.
Thanks, Louise.
But I mean, the bottom line is, people are going to do what they want to do.
Yes. And you know, people are going to, what you want to enjoy.
But see, this is what I always tell people, to really do the investigation on where whatever you're going into.
Yes.
And I always say, don't be sheeple. Be a person. Have your own identity and find out what's better for you.
Yep.
Because your friend is doing this doesn't mean it's gonna work well for you. And just because you've heard wonderful things about it doesn't mean it's gonna work well for you. So do the grunt work, explore it a little bit, and then decide for yourself. But be safe.
That is the best advice. No, that is the best advice that you can give.
Yeah. But people don't listen.
Figure out yourself. Is this something that you want to do and think would be safe for you or your body?
Well, this is the point of the show, Laura, as maybe you might have heard, that we tell the guests to go plug themselves. So this is your platform to update the audience on events that are going on, give your website, anything else that you think that we didn't cover when we were chatting with you. This is your time to shine.
Okay. Well, thank you for having me. I really enjoyed this.
Oh,
and,
we enjoyed you having
it. Thank you. I do have a website. It's Laura Gotland Yoga. So just my name, LauraGotlandYoga.com. On my website, you can find my teaching schedule as I, you know, freelance at several different studios. I also have my own studio space with some classes going on and private classes, group sessions, Mommy and Me. There is a ton of different corporate yoga. I'm trying to think. There's really, I'm covering a lot. Children, I am teaching children right now with special needs, adults with disabilities. So when I say yoga is for everybody, I really have so many different people that are currently practicing yoga with me. And you can find all of this information on my website, along with upcoming workshops that I have. I feel very passionate about creating yoga and wellness workshops, so incorporating some other type of wellness, you know, program or someone else in the wellness field to work with me in a workshop. So I like to use essential oils, doTERRA essential oils. I have a yoga and a hike coming up if you'd like to do some hiking and some practicing of yoga. Yes, restorative yoga, which is just that time that you need to just rest your body and forces you to slow down. So I have all of these workshops coming up. I have at least 4 or 5 every month.
Wow.
And on a side note, I am also, as well as being a full-time yoga instructor, I am the co-director of a bereavement camp called Camp Good Grief, and it's for children and teens ages 7 to 16 who have lost a loved one.
Wow.
And we have our first ever, it's usually a weekend for children, and this is the first time ever we're doing an adult grief conference. And that's being held on Saturday, April 1st at Staten Island University Hospital North. And I'd like to offer a complimentary admission to anyone who reaches out to me and, you know, mentions that they were listening to your show, She's Raising the Bar.
They could contact
me through email, and I'd be more than happy to give them a code to come to our conference for free.
Oh,
That's very nice.
And very important. And very important.
Especially who needs it.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Yes.
Especially
so
the little
yeah.
ones that are grieving and everything. That's so important that they you know they express themselves.
Well, next time we get on, you know, we have her on. I would like to know how she got into that.
Yeah. Okay.
Absolutely.
Well, that's leaving the door open for you to come back on.
Yeah.
That's how sweet
Thank
she
you.
Was right there.
I'd be happy to share. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And all of your information will be on our page tomorrow.
Definitely.
So make sure you email everything that you just said to me offline, and it'll be posted by tomorrow. So anybody who didn't catch all that, have a pen or pencil, wait, you know, they'll get it tomorrow. So thank you, Laura.
Okay.
Thank you so
That's
much
great.
For taking time out of your
treat.
Day. And you'll be on
thank
again.
Thank you, ladies.
Thank
have
you.
Have a wonderful day.
Thank
you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Enjoy.
Bye-bye. Namaste.
Namaste.
Bye-bye. Namaste.
Very nice.
Yeah. That's a great name, Camp Good Grief.
Yeah.
Right? That's just, yeah.
I love that.
And it's important for the babies too.
Yeah.
To, you know, especially when children like lose, you know, go off with a parent. So just, you know, they need to get it out.
Well, we shouldn't know
themselves.
Such stress, you know.
That's why I say, baby doll, we live like rock stars.
Oh, yeah.
And there you are complaining about me to Laura, about look what you go
well,
through.
Not only to Laura, I complain to everybody about you.
I know you do. I know my ears ring all the friggin' time. But you know what? Right while we're talking about, you know, we're very. Very humorous on this show, and we certainly like to have fun and make jokes. But you know, there are certain things that are very serious, and I think that was actually a very good segue to what I want to talk about, an event that's going on in Long Island.
Yes.
And that is this. It's really a wonderful thing, and I'm going to pull up all the paperwork I have on it now because this was just actually introduced to me last night. And, you know, most people know somebody or have some sort of personal relationship with an addiction. And, you know, it really, when people say, well, you know, this is better than that, that's not as bad as this, you know, all addictions are just...
Well, it's not good. It's not healthy.
Right. I mean, it's just
no matter
something
what it is.
That takes apart the whole family. And so, and usually people are just dealing with what do? How do I take care of things? How do I get myself, the person involved, and get the rest of my family through this? Well, there's this, and I'm trying to get it up, and, you know, as luck would have it, thank God I have my glasses right here. This is an event going on tomorrow night. Jake Coendorf Foundation, and this is you've heard of the St. Jude Children's Home for where
yes.
no parent has to pay for any type, and the truth is addiction is very costly, not just on a personal level but financially, and a lot of times the parent wants to get the child or whoever into treatment. And there really aren't the funds for it. And this organization was founded by this young man's mother who lost him due to a heroin overdose. And she's been rallying, fundraising all over the country. And there is actually one going on in Long Island on March 30th. It's from 7 to 10. And I'd like you to email this lady. No, you actually call this woman. Her name is Kathy Coendorf. And it's 631-278-5536. That's 631-278-5536. And they're having this wonderful dinner. It's at the Mansion at Timber Point, and I've heard of this place. It's on Great River Road in Great River, New York. And it's just like this little... I think it's an unmasquerade party. It's called a blue and black dinner. And it's just, they're going to be doing wonderful stuff. And if you can't actually go, certainly donate to them, like their Facebook page. And it's Jake Coendorf, and that's where you could find it on Facebook. And it's just, you know, it's just, we can't do enough for people like this and parents that dedicate their lives to something like this instead of, I mean, you know, her, you know, that's why I wanted to bring it up. Her way of grieving was achieving.
Mm-hmm.
She went out and she did, and you know she's doing it for
her
son.
No other
years.
Better way to get over it.
Instead of just
not to, I mean, no to.
I mean, no judgment here. I mean, I can't imagine what I would do, but I would like to think that I might have handled it in this fashion. But you know, there before the grace of God, I don't know. But she's out there trying to make a difference and trying to make sure that other people don't lose children to this.
Yeah.
And heroin addiction is probably...
It's the biggest thing on Staten Island right now.
It's you know what?
It's very big on Staten
because
Island.
Because you could get synthetic heroin.
Yeah.
And that could kill you immediately.
And, you know, they're just desperate for whatever they could get.
And that's it. And, you know, I have personal experience with it. My goddaughter had an issue, and I still believe she does. And when she would have these, you know, before she went into treatment, they would have what's known as the last hurrah. You know, before you go away for 21 days or whatever you're going away.
You just get yourself really high.
And I used to tell her, please understand that when your body is clean, when you've been clean and you put too much in it, and this is sometimes when they come out too.
Shock.
You could have a heart attack and that could be the end of it. And, you know, again, with different strains of things out there, you don't know what is going in your system. But honestly, any addiction is something that you should treat seriously and... this organization. Again, this is all going to be listed on our Facebook page tomorrow. And if you haven't liked us before, like us now. She's Raising the Bar. Simple as that. You'll find us immediately. Now, we got some sponsors breathing down our neck.
Yeah, let's
what
do
you
it.
Think?
Let's do it quick.
Elise.
Who do we love? Who do we love, Lori? Who do we love? I'm going to bring it right back.
We love Topperson.
Woo! We love Topperson.
Lou Paradise was on the show last week. And he was just the fountain of information that he always is.
Charming.
And we always say, Topperson, we love
them.
They love us. Bruises
love
us
more.
This is like Lucy and Ethel when Ethel was repeating. But my friendship with the Ricardos, this is what you're doing
there
to
you
me right
go.
Now. I know what you're doing.
All
but
right.
Honestly, Topperson is something that is an accelerant to healing. That's all you want to do, people. You don't want to mask it. You don't want to cover a pain. You want it to heal. Go to their website, www.topperson.com. Mention us.
Yeah.
And you might get a little something for your trouble of listening.
That or they hang up the phone on you. Who knows?
So you know what? They hang up on you. You go to a store. You find them on the shelf. Nished. It's over, right? It's over. Topperson. Definitely, it'll be the best investment you make. Topperson, www.topperson.com. And when we are slathering our bodies with Topperson, when the lovely Elite Ziegelman gets her cramps at night, that her feet are curling up like a witch underneath a house that fell on her, what is she doing?
My shoes.
She is...
Reading
Muscle Sport magazine as she bites the pillow in pain when the Topperson doesn't work that well. That's what she's doing. And let me tell you something. This magazine, it just brings us back to the old days when we just loved our content. We just loved our content. We didn't want to see a lot of advertising. We didn't want to see a lot of what we didn't need. www.musclesportmag.com. And they had this cool, cool, cool issue. It was EC Comics. It was like Tales from the Ripped. It was the artwork was just
very cool,
unbelievable. And I'm sure you could, if you haven't ordered, get a subscription is $32 for a year.
Cheap.
Free delivery.
So cheap.
Not gonna get it much better. Muscle Sport Mag. So definitely check them out. And bunch of chicks doing some nice things all over the place. New York State Women Incorporated. They are just doing wonderful things. They hand out pocketbooks. They go into shelters, which we will be doing.
Yes, we meet. We'll, tell them we do belong to them.
We are part of them. That was my coy way of trying to let people know that I'm not like honking our horn, but we are part of that organization and happy to be helping. And Laura even said it before, community outreach and community service is what you're supposed to do other than paying taxes for your property.
Yeah.
You're supposed to be giving back to the human beings that
forward.
Live alongside of you.
Pay it
and,
forward.
Go, you could like their page.
Yeah.
It's New York State Women Incorporated. And you'll always see our videos on their page, and you'll also see our Fitness Fridays on their page. So you'll get a little bit of us. You get a little bit of us wherever you go. That's what we're trying to do. So definitely like
us. If you like us, you'll never get rid of us.
You never get like squirrels in the house. You can't get rid of us. So in saying that, I look to my lovely co-host. Is there anything that we didn't hit on today?
Nope, we did it all and more.
Do you want to talk about? So I think Laura had coming up on a show occasionally.
Yeah.
Would be a good thing.
Sure.
Yeah. And what else?
Yeah.
What else did we learn today, Lee? What else did we do? What else?
What did we learn?
Yeah, what did we learn?
That yoga is very healthy for you.
Yoga is good.
Yoga is good.
That's what we learned.
I don't know. What else did we learn?
No, we learn a lot.
A bucket full of info.
I think that's fine. And she was very, very nice about not wanting to say something about Bikram. And you know what?
Everybody has their own choice.
But you know what? Whoever wants to
call us.
I've had disagreements with people over the years, and you know that's the beauty of it. We give and take, and you know we don't have to agree with each other. We just have to give each other room to say it. And in saying goodbye,
yes,
we'd like to thank everybody for joining us once again, and you know, helping us raise the bar for everybody. And that's what we do. We do
right.
It collectively. Collectively lifting the bar makes the world a better place for everyone to live in. So in that saying that, go out, make it a productive day. Do something good for yourself, but most importantly, do something wonderful for somebody else and take care of each other. And Nina's going to take us home, and I say, ciao, Ali.
Ciao, Bella.